This show is
Really?
not for the easily offended, and show notice the explicit tag. If you don't like the curse words, fuck off.
You have just interrupted me when I was talking to these two fine young men here. These two fierce competitors, Johnny Gargano and Tommaso Ciampa, who are the hottest free agents in our entire industry. And I have brought them here to compete in the Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
And welcome back to DSJMP WrestleCast, where we get to like minds and we talk about wrestling, and there's the whole spiel about all that. And we are on episode, as I'm looking it up, 81. No, I said 81 last week, but this will be the last time that I listen to Katie, because here's the true story behind it. Before we started recording, she said, yeah, we're on 81, because remember that there was an episode number skipped a while back, or doubled up or whatever. And I said, oh, yeah, you're right. Well, while posting the last episode, I decided to go through not only the Trending Topics Network feed, but the DSJMP feed and fix and renumber all the episodes. And I realized that I had already corrected, not necessarily each episode, but my numbering was actually on par. So when Katie corrected me, she actually fucked it up. So this is DSJMP WrestleCast episode 81, and I am heavy set. I am here hosting somebody else's show because that's become my forte lately. And we also have DRG. Nope, he's not here. We have Katie. Nope, she's not here. Biohazard.
I'm coming straight out of Augusta.
I'm sorry. And straight out of the cornfield, we have Andy Anderson.
Is Chevy here? I'm just glad I didn't fuck something up. That's a change.
Well, no, Chevy's not here. Rocky Mountain High's not here. One weirdo dude's not here. Andy's here, but not the other one weirdo dude.
We don't have any drunk fuckers on the show tonight.
No Ant, no Wayne.
The guy from the short bus. Mounty.
We're a three-man band!
Yeah, no Mounty, no random people from other podcasts who have never listened to this show whatsoever who want to randomly be on this show. And yeah, because, you know, we have, like, those random people that show up, and it's just like, you've never listened to this show, obviously.
You know what?
Why are you here?
Kiwi should call in. Kiwi needs to call us. Please call us, Kiwi.
I don't know. Maybe we'll go back to emails. Maybe my soundboard will work. I don't know.
It's still real to me, damn it!
I don't know. Hopefully. Works somewhere. All right, I'm going to try not to abuse that thing, not to to fuck up the show. But let's get into Keep Toss or Improve, and let's see if I have a sound clip for that. I think it's this one. You guys ready?
Yep. I was born ready. I'm still
John Cena.
I like that version better.
My version better than Devil version.
Yeah. And hopefully that didn't fuck up the show, but I restarted the recording, so yeah. So if I have to go in and fix that, I will. Anyway, let's get into Keep Toss or Improve, and we will start with Bio.
Man, 2 weeks in a row. How about that?
And you can't bitch that Katie took us already.
Yeah, that's one thing we don't have to worry about. Katie is not taking anybody's.
I want
to
keep all of Raw because it was so good.
Keep all of Raw. It was so good. I really liked all the segments. Great.
No, my real improve for the week would have to be the Divas Beat the Clock stuff. All three of the matches were 2 minutes or less. I think if they would have just extended them out just a hair 5 minutes, 6 minutes. Don't, at least Becky Lynch, yeah, Becky's match should have been at least 5 minutes, because that way it made it seem like, oh, there's actually a lot of time that they have between matches, but 2 minutes, and then Charlotte in a minute 30, and not even get to Paige's match.
Becky's was like 3-something. You just want to see Becky on the screen longer. Come on.
Well, I think combined they had, with entrances, they might have had 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know. I agree. And then Paige and Sasha was out there only just for a little bit.
Yeah, they could have at least went 5 minutes for the first one, and then Charlotte go 4 minutes. So it makes it look like Paige has a chance instead of a minute 30. Like, you know what I mean? They could have just at least extended it a little more.
But I think they were trying to make it seem to really show that desperation from Paige. Like, it seems like they are pushing for a breakup between them or some dissension, which just goes to show you that the Divas title is going to wind up on one of them three next. Everybody says Charlotte. I'm personally going against that. But I think regardless, it's going to be one of those three.
Yeah, I agreed with you when it came to it should have been Becky getting the title, not Charlotte. Because Charlotte can make a name for herself, as she already has. Paige, already a main star. I think Charlotte, or Becky, needs that recognition that the other girls already have.
Yeah, the idea that I have in mind that I would love to see, but people will shit on it, and then they'll say, like, how dumb it is, and it's because of this and that. But ideally, I would like to see Nikki hold the Divas title until towards the end of the year, right around maybe TLC or so. But have it to where it's always between Paige and Charlotte. Of, you know, they're trying to get the win, but one reason or another, it just never works out for them. And then have some way Becky Lynch gets a title shot at TLC, and she manages to win. I mean, I can see her winning, and just she'll have this most, like, surprise, like, oh my god, I won the title look on her face, and I think they could build upon that, but part of me says they'll go with the Charlotte train.
Even like a Fatal 4-Way or a tag team match, just whoever gets the pin gets the title or something like that.
I think it would be great just because, was it Sasha and Charlotte have both held the NXT women's title. Becky's the only one that hasn't.
Yeah, that's part of my reasoning behind it, is because Charlotte and Sasha, you know, they've won the NXT title, and obviously Paige has too. But it just seems like they threw out Becky, and I mean, that surprised a lot of us. We expected Charlotte. We expected Sasha. But no one was really expecting Becky. And I think, wasn't Becky the first one they brought out, too?
Yep.
Because that shocked everyone, because we were like, all right, here comes Becky, what?
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Andy?
Well, I don't want to see another Paige turn or flip. It's just, it's been too much already for her short time on the screen. If anything, I like to see kind of a Becky flip, kind of like a Seth Rollins kind of thing, where you don't think that she was wouldn't be the one to do it, and then she's the one that becomes champ in some shady way.
Charlotte could be a good turn too.
Yeah.
I think if you remember,
well, winning dirty, you know, taking her debt. That's her taking her dad's thing again, though.
You remember NXT when they had the beautiful, fierce females? It was Summer Rae, Charlotte, and Sasha. And the way Sasha turned on Summer Rae, or turned on the group, she won the title, and she thought she was hot shit. And I think that's where, Andy, you're coming from with the whole Becky being the one turning.
Yeah, That, well, I just was kind of comparing it to, like I said, Seth, too, was like, you didn't think, he was the one kind of keeping them together, he was the lighthearted one, and he's the one that flipped.
I think, though, they had Seth flip because he was the one that was going to need it.
Yeah. Well, wouldn't you think Becky kind of needs it, too? She's got Paige.
I look at Becky and needs a title. Seth, technically, he needed the title, but it was, they knew that Dean was going to be gold either way. They knew Roman was, they were going to be behind him either way. So they had to give a lot to Seth Rollins to even the playing field. All right, Bio, what else you got?
I only caught like the first 2 hours of Raw, but I got on Instagram right before we started the show, and there was a picture taken, and I kind of want to see where it's going, of Stardust and the Ascension. And there's a story going out now that they're going to have a group. It's going to be called the Cosmic Wasteland.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to be going against Neville, but it's their own group. I just want to see how the story plays out, whether it's they keep the comic book thing going, and just how this super group plays into the different storylines going forward, because you can't use Neville forever, but that would be a keep.
Yeah, I like that. Stardust says, welcome to the Cosmic Wasteland.
Yeah, I just happened to see it on Instagram. I don't normally watch SmackDown, but that's at least going to get me to tune in or rewatch what I missed.
Yeah, there was a couple cool things that happened on SmackDown. I didn't watch the end of it yet, but I watched bits and parts of it, pieces of it.
Yeah.
All right, Andy.
I just want to see how that story plays out.
Okay.
All right, Andy. What do you got?
What do I got? Oh, crap. I could go many different freaking ways. I'm going to keep Emma being heel on NXT. She's hot. She's sexy. She's mean. And I like it.
The end of that match, it looked like it wasn't supposed to happen that way.
Yeah, that's what I heard a lot of people talk about. It's Charlotte was actually supposed to win, so she had to like play it up.
Yeah, it was like Becky didn't kick out, or
someone was supposed to break up the pin.
Yeah.
Oh well, I still like it.
I like her remix theme versus what she had before.
Yeah, I do too, and I like how she's just kind of playing off to where she would pop the bubbles, but she's not going to. It's just, I like it. It's a keep. I want to see where it goes. I think she's not the cutesy getting in the ring anymore. She's, like she won something. The way she won, normally she taps people out, so that's why it makes you believe that it was kind of a oops kind of a deal. But yeah, I like it.
I think she's a very good heel for a diva down there. And right now, NXT is reminding me of ROH when they have a class kind of like move up to WWE or whatever. Like they get pillaged from TNA and WWE, and then you have new people who are going to try to make a name for themselves and become the new faces of ROH. I think NXT is going to be going through the exact same stuff. A lot of people are expecting Bayley to be the next one called up for the women, which anytime someone wins the women's championship down there, oh, they're gonna get called up, which I mean, I get it, but calm down. And then you gotta figure that Finn Balor isn't that far away from being called up. I don't know about Hideo Itami. I'm wondering what they'll do with Zayn, but there's gonna be people down in NXT that need to make a name for themselves and not just the people that are gonna be coming in from the indies, like coming in as established stars from the indies.
Yeah. Can I get a second keep before I do my improve? Since the
sure,
I want to keep Xavier Woods' hair, man. I love it.
Michelle Obama
to him. What's that?
I said you mean Michelle Obama's hair?
I don't know, but I like it. It gives him a different character, added character to him, and it just looks kind of like a heelish kind of a thing. I like it.
All right, what else you got, Andy?
Okay, now don't hate me. I'm gonna talk TNA. Can I just improve all TNA? They finally come out with the GFW storyline that they're taking over, and it's just the ending of the matches and stuff are all gonna be smashes, and I can't believe how much I now do not like that gang fighting just attitude where everything's going to end up in a fucked up finish. I mean, when WWE was doing it with the Authority, I didn't mind it that much. I thought they did a great job with it, but just the way TNA's doing it, it's just, I don't like it.
I think it's just because it's been overdone. It's just been done so many times with so many different companies that it's just a played out storyline now. They have to do something different, and they're not. And I think that's where the problem is starting to fall.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like WWE. They like held off on it after a while, and then when they were finally doing it, it was kind of like something new to me anyway, or that you had the little guys coming in and screwing things up, and it wasn't like it was just funny to see them do it, not, you know, like big guys beating everybody up kind of thing.
I mean, the first invasion style angle I remember is ECW coming into Raw, right? That's the first major one, right?
That's the first one I know of, but there could be some other one.
Well, if you want to count NWO kind of invading, but...
Well, ECW invading Raw was before NWO.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, I'm with you now. Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah, so that this was...
I think it was about a year or two before.
Yeah, and that was the kickoff, and then you had NWO, and then you had DX, and then you had WCW and ECW invading WWE, and then you had the Authority, and now you have two not even top companies trying to do an invasion. You know, it's just, I understand why they did it, but at the same time, it's been overdone.
Well, I'm trying to grasp the idea of GFW's coming in, they're the heel, but if TNA's going to die and GFW's going to take over, you don't want to boo them. You wanna like them, and right now they're the bad guys. So I don't know.
They're the bad guys because it's TNA's show. That's all it is.
And Jeff Jarrett.
Well, yeah, but.
And Karen Jarrett. Man, I just hate her. I just can't stand her.
Why not?
Kind of X-Pac heat. I don't want her on the screen.
Why?
She just. Seems like she just wants to steal the spotlight all the time. She rubs Jeff, and there was one point where the fans are shouting TNA, TNA, and she goes to cover up his ears, and he kind of takes her hands and flings it off. She's trying to steal people's thunder, I think, and I don't like it. I don't know. Maybe it's because she was Kurt Angle's.
Hey.
Yeah.
She's playing a heel.
Yeah, but it's just...
And you don't like it. She's doing her job right.
But I think it's... You know how they say the best characters are yourself turned to 11? I think that's exactly what it is. I think she's the same way backstage, and then she's just a big B word, if you ask me.
All right, I guess it's on to me. I keep tossing and improve. We're doing the show so late, I don't even remember much of Raw. That I missed like a chunk because I was driving partially through Raw, and I was gonna, like, I stopped about a half hour or so in, and by the time I got sit down and everything, like, I was catching up segment by segment on Daily Motion, and then I got caught up to everything that they had uploaded, and I just went live, so I missed like Dolph being walked in on. I missed the whole Kevin Owens Cesaro match. Literally, when I hit live, it was Owens winning.
We can keep Lana's ass on TV. That was nice.
Let's. I want to keep, and I'm waiting for people to start bitching about it, Owens and Cesaro.
What? Because... Why? No, I'm kidding.
We got it before. We got it before that. Da-da-da-da.
No, I'm waiting for people to start whining about Cesaro. Because he can't get a win over Owens. And this is where I think they're going to go with it. I first thought, and part of me would still like to see it, you have Owens or Cesaro become United States champion. I'd like to see Cesaro beat Seth Rollins for the United States title. And then have Cesaro go off on his own with the belt, continue a feud with Owens. But I think what they might do, I think Ryback is going to drop the Intercontinental belt to Owens. And then you're going to see more Owens and Cesaro. But I think the way everything's going right now, with Cesaro constantly losing, it would make so much sense for Cesaro to... Granted, he's getting all these losses, but somehow, through some storyline, he gets a match against Seth Rollins for the United States title, and he wins. And now we spend like a couple months where Owens can't get a win over Cesaro. But that's just me. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I think you're right. I would like to see Cesaro get the win over Seth Rollins. That'll push him a little further into being what the fans want as a main event star. because he beat the world champion. And then you could see him and Kevin Owens going back and forth for at least another couple months.
I like the idea of them getting in with the Intercontinental belt. Kind of everybody's bitching about Ryback. I'm not, but everyone else is. And I think those two would make that a good story. Ryback right now is not. I don't know what we can do to improve that. And I'm still kind of confused on the whole Big Show and Miz deal, how they're two heels going against each other. So I think I don't know how to put them into the IC belt title picture, but I think that would be a good way to go.
I think ever since Daniel Bryan had to give up the title, it's kind of lost a lot of steam again, because you went from Daniel Bryan to Ryback, and the, at least from an IWC perspective, they didn't, nobody likes Ryback. Whereas,
well, that,
I mean, if you watch the show, he got hurt, so he wasn't on the show. So it lost so much steam that the U.S. title right now is higher than the IC title. So I feel like if he won the U.S. title, it would mean a little more, just because of how much work that they allowed Cena to do.
But you get the argument that the person makes the title, not the title makes the person either. And if you look back, the IC title has way more history or whatever over the U.S. belt in my eyes. So I think if Owens have that title or Cesaro has it, it would be better for him.
All it takes is one man. Cena showed that all it took, granted what he was doing, bringing in new people and go against him, make it relevant. We've had problems with the Intercontinental belt for... Who was the champion going into WrestleMania? I can't even remember.
Bad News Barrett.
Barrett.
Yeah.
Because everyone was still in his belt.
You know what? The Intercontinental belt was actually good up until WrestleMania. Granted, you had the stealing of the belt stuff. Harper and Ziggler was good.
Ambrose was going for it. I swore Ambrose was going to win, but he never did.
I think the key with what you said, Heavy, is that if he beats Seth Rollins...
Yeah, that's the key. With... What do you mean, key?
Well, because we were talking about the Intercontinental title has more prestige, it's been around longer, but it's lost a lot of steam. And him beating Ryback would be like, okay, he just beat Ryback. But him beating the world champion Seth Rollins, it would catapult him more to be the main event wrestler that we all know, or we all feel like he should be near that level.
What I could see is Owens beating... I don't know how that's all going to get in, but you have a heel or a face got the belt now. You could have Owens beat him. And then, like you said, then Cesaro finally gets his big win over Owens, and Owens can't win the belt back.
What if, and this is just a scenario, and I don't think they'll actually go this route or do what everybody would want to see with this, but what if Owens beats Ryback and Cesaro beats Rollins?
That'd be cool.
And then you revisit those two, like having maybe a feud. I'm not saying do title for title or combine the belts like everybody wants to do.
No, that'd be cool.
I don't think they should. I always thought they needed to introduce one more title, but with them not having enough time.
I could see them like what they were doing with the U.S. belt, having it on, you know, keep defending it on TV more and more. And
I just want them to bring the cruiserweight title back, but that's just me.
I'm not into that either, but
I'm not into it, but it's only because that puts a weight restriction and label on wrestlers.
You're limiting people, and you're making them like a lower kind of a thing.
Well, people will always just look at them as cruiserweights.
Yeah.
That's why Rey Mysterio won the WWE World Heavyweight title, not the WCW World Heavyweight title.
That's true.
And I was kind of thinking about the whole retirement of the Big Show thing. That was kind of a question I brought up in the AWWIR. Was who's going to retire the Big Show? I mean, he keeps yelling, who's going to retire me? Who's going to do it? I think a good one would be Neville, kind of a giant killer kind
Ooh,
of a thing.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah,
David versus Goliath. Yeah.
Yeah, a giant killer kind of a... I mean, Ray did it before, but I mean, I think that would be a good one for him.
Did you? You didn't mention Neville in your call.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't. I thought of it like right after I sent it. I'm like, oh, you know, it would really put Neville over if he could do that.
Because I was thinking Cesaro because of the built-in history they have there, but Neville, that's a way. If you want to make somebody, that's perfect.
Yeah, like and I said, it's kind of redoing the Rey Mysterio Giant Killer deal back in WCW, but I don't know.
They could also play into this comic book style thing that Neville's got going on too.
Yeah, have him be a real big giant guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I want to see happen on
when they release Giant Man.
You know what I want to see them do for old school Raw if they decide to do it next year? Bring back one old name to go up against Neville for a one time only match. Hurricane Helms.
He needs to be Gregory Helms and use the it's time.
Isn't he like in a wheelchair?
No.
Okay, I thought he was. Never mind.
I think he got injured at one point.
Bring back Jeff Hardy.
God.
But that would be good. But yeah, I know he had like a motorcycle accident, but for some reason in my mind it was like a bad accident, but maybe not. I don't know.
At first I thought you were going to say bring back Billy Kidman.
Shit. Let's see if.
But yeah, the Hurricane. The Hurricane would be good. Hero versus hero.
I don't know. Whenever someone says Billy Kidman, I already think of Tori Wilson. That's the first thing I think of.
I remember, was it him? He did the shooting star press and landed on someone's face.
I don't know. I just know he itched a lot.
I remember it was in WWE, and I believe it was either on SmackDown or Velocity, and he did a shooting star press, and his knee hit somebody in the face, and it caused them to get a concussion. And they played into it on TV as well.
I don't know. Back in the day, when they had Raw and SmackDown on different shows, there for a while, we didn't get SmackDown in my area at all. So I kind of missed out on a lot of that SmackDown, Paul Heyman.
I exclusively watched SmackDown.
Yeah, and I was the opposite. See, I really didn't get it. Or I can't remember where I was working during the time or something, but I never got to see it.
Like, all of John Cena's build from the time he debuted all the way through, I watched SmackDown. Because back then I had a bedtime.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, I know that makes you guys feel old. But I had a bedtime of 9 o'clock, and I could always catch the first hour of SmackDown. And then it moved to Fridays, and I always watched SmackDown.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of the Friday move.
I was, because I was in school, and then when Friday came, I was excited to get out of school Friday to hang out with my friends and get together and watch SmackDown.
Actually, no, it wasn't the Friday move. I didn't like it when they originally popped up on Thursdays, because was it early 2000s?
Because yeah. You were watching Thunder already?
No. I'm trying to remember. Awful. No, because what it was, at least for me, was I used to be a big fan of the show Scrubs. Like, I remember I was watching when the first season came on, but I was young to the point where, also, I had a TV in my room, but I didn't have, like, cable or anything.
Did you have a bedtime, too?
Not really. Not at that point. Scrubs came out, I think I was in high school. I thought it came out my freshman year. But anyway, the point is, with the story is, SmackDown and Scrubs started to be on at the exact same time. My dad controlled the TV. We watched wrestling. So there was like years that I didn't get to watch Scrubs. And then by the time it came up on Comedy Central, that's when I caught back up.
Why didn't you just DVR it?
Is that a joke or are you being serious?
No, back then it was VCR it.
Yeah, I did that. I did that back in the
That's
day.
That's how I used to watch Raw back in the day, because I'd VCR it and then watch it the next day.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I'm doing now, except for it doesn't involve a VCR and it involves the internet.
Good old internet.
Yeah.
All right, if I'm going to toss or improve something, I really can't think of anything off the top of my head. It's the only thing that sucks about now doing the show, or at least doing the show tonight on a Thursday.
Do you realize that Dana Brooks is billed from Cleveland, Ohio?
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize she was actually... Because that's kind of weird, because or maybe they're, I don't know, maybe they're moving away from it. I don't know that.
But Miz is, he's built from Hollywood, or not Hollywood, California Hollywood now, ain't he?
Oh, yeah, they did change where he's from. I think he's Hollywood, California.
Yeah, so that's why she's Cleveland, Ohio now, I think.
And Dolph is Hollywood, Florida.
Yeah.
From the fake Hollywood.
I don't get, like, I get it, but I don't. Like, why can't you just have two people be from the same hometown? Why you have to have one?
Yeah.
Or why can't you just say one's, like, from somewhere close by? Like, they could say Dolph is from Kent, Ohio, which literally a stone's throw away from where I grew up, but it's where he went to college.
Yeah, they announced that, you know, he went to Kent State.
Oh, they did. I know they did at TLC, I thought.
Yeah.
Or whenever he's in Cleveland, they'll say he's from Cleveland. That's the funny thing, too.
As long as they don't say he's from Bad Street, Atlanta.
There was someone else that I had seen recently that said they were from Bad Street. And I was like, what?
Who's... That went over my head.
It's Freebirds.
Yeah, the Freebirds.
But I swear I've seen somebody else say they were from there, and I'm like, what? Yeah. All right, let's get into what's on.
What's on?
It's my shit, dog. Mr. G.
Yeah, it's sad that he's no longer allowed on this network.
Yeah, yep, that's the story. Anyway, let me see what's on for me, because I'm gonna start fuckers.
All right, star sucker.
Hey, that's my catchphrase that I stole from Trent Reznor. let me see. Recently downloaded a bunch of new podcasts. Well, not download a new one. I do this every football season, and I swear it's not gonna last. I'll download new podcasts to listen to just hear more about football than I normally do. I know I can listen to them on XM, but sometimes I'm just not in the mood to listen to whatever they're talking about. So I added ESPN's Around the Horn, Cleveland Browns have their own official podcast, the Chicago Bear Review, the Chicago Bears Beat, the Nerdist, and Mark Maron's What the Fuck podcast, or WTF. I've yet to listen to anything from Maron. I'm going to treat Nerdist like a lot of the interview podcasts, where I'm just going to check on them every so once in a while, and if they have someone I really like or want to hear from, I'll listen to. But looking at it right now, there hasn't been anybody in a while. But it's just there just in case. I listen to, for any basketball fans, I listen to The Big Podcast with Shaq. He had Kobe Bryant on. That was actually kind of fun.
Did he ask him how his ass tastes?
No. It was a great conversation between the two, because there was supposedly always rumored that there was beef between them, but they basically explained that it was just kind of a workplace beef, like they were still friends, which I've worked with people like that, where it's like, we can be friends and all outside of work, but we get in work, I can't stand you because you're, like, I hate working with you. Natalia on the Sam Roberts podcast, that was pretty good. I'll plug This Is Awesome Wrestling Show, because they keep making fun of everything going on with Hogan, and they've created a Hogan-esque character, basically, or just how they refer to it as Hogan. It's Terry HH. So when they say the kind of fucked up stuff, they can't be like, "Oh, yo, you're making fun of me." Like, no, it's Terry HH.
What I don't like, I can't download that show for some reason on my phone. I have to always stream it, so I would love to be able to download it sometime, but I can't figure that out.
Just let me know when they do something interesting, and I'll download it again whenever I have a chance to.
What was the last one you listened to?
Oh, fuck. It was
the Taylor Hendrick one's pretty good.
Yeah, I listened to that one. It was the one right before they made their announcement, and then I didn't even listen to the announcement one. So it's been about a month.
I know they've been trying to do an episode where they interview Daniel Bryan for his book, but shit got messed up and they haven't been able to do it since. One of the best interviews they've done is, they had recently, they did like an hour-long interview with, or close to an hour-long interview with All Ego Ethan Page. He's a guy coming up. He's from Canada. He's done ROH and PWG and obviously AIW, but the Taylor Hendricks one, that's my favorite, because I don't know, have either of you listened to that one?
The Taylor Hendricks one I did.
Yeah.
You just want
to
hug her.
I forgot. Yeah, I forgot she had cancer.
I wanted to hug her before that. So.
Well, besides that, like.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like.
I've met her and talked to her. She's a very nice person. But, like, to hear, like, a lot of her stories on the podcast, it was just, like, and, like, her thoughts on stuff, just, like, I want to hug you. And I like what Steve said on the show, like, I just want to, you know, put you in my pocket and walk around with you. And just, like, whenever I need uplifting, just, like, pull you out and, like, have you talk to me. Like, I fucking love it.
I think she's the wrestler I would go devil vamp on. I'd like to put her in my pocket. Yeah. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Why does he want to put Baron Corbin in his pocket?
Yep.
Other than that, I'm trying to think of anything else I've listened to. Nope, that's pretty much it. And obviously I haven't really watched anything. Well, I watched the internship because I got it on DVD pretty cheap. And it was okay. Then there's another movie I just watched. Oh, I already talked about that one. I gotta talk about that one. Old school, the movie's Big Hero 6.
How was that? I've been wanting to see it, but I haven't seen it yet.
Good. To me, it's one of those movies that it reminded me of Up, the beginning, because I knew a certain premise of the movie, and then to be introduced to a character that I'm just like, oh, that was nowhere in the premise, and this character dies. Not really a spoiler, because you can't put two and two together, but
So they make you cry at the beginning of the movie?
Not nearly as much as Up. Up was so good.
That's another movie I haven't seen yet.
How come he comes grumpy?
Yeah,
How come he becomes grumpy? Why does he become grumpy? Oh no!
I don't get the reference, but okay.
Do you think you'll ever watch the movie?
Eventually.
He sees dead people. He sees dead people. That's
okay.
The reference.
It's okay, it's really not a spoiler. If I say something, I always said if something happens in the first, like, 10, 15 minutes, you're not really spoiling anything because there's still, like, another hour or so left of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Basically, you know
spoiler
he's a grumpy old man.
Spoiler alert. Okay, go ahead.
Well, basically, you know he's a grumpy old man. Well, the movie starts when he's a little kid. He goes to this movie, sees this movie about this one explorer guy, and he's all about it, and, you know, he kind of has that same, that's like his hero. He ends up meeting this girl on the way home who she's into that kind of stuff too, and they fall in love. They get married. They have a house. They try to have kids, but they don't. They can't. And through time, she dies. But it's one of those things you see how happy they are, and you see, like, oh, you know how great everything is. You're like, oh, great. Oh, they got married. Wait a minute. He's grumpy in the movie. Shit.
Yeah, Zool, that's how I feel too. Making it Wayne in this bitch.
Oh god.
There's a Batman shirt that says it. If I can find it, I'll post the link on various social medias.
I almost bought a Batman costume shirt today, but that would make my third Batman costume shirt and the second one with a cape. So I was like, yeah, I probably should.
I'm going to order a Harley Quinn shirt for the first time ever. It's literally a picture of her, but it's her mugshot. It looks pretty badass. I'll have to post that later, too.
I always think of Harley Quinn. Yeah,
she's wearing...
All right, Bio, what's on?
All right, for me, I've been watching gameplay for Until Dawn because I don't have a PS4. I don't ever plan on owning a PS4. So,
A penis four,
yeah. It's supposed to be a horror movie, or played out like a horror movie. I'm not that far into watching gameplay for it, but if anyone has a PS4, from what I've seen, I would recommend getting the game. Seems like it's a pretty cool game. It's basically a game about the butterfly effect, where your actions now could affect what goes on throughout the story. A group of 7 or 8 people, and they're in a cabin in the woods, and there's a guy trying to kill them, and like I said, the actions that you choose now could affect what happens later on. And it's pretty cool because there's multiple endings to the game as well, so you could either end the game with everyone being alive or all the characters dead. or any combination of characters still being alive at the end of the game. It's a pretty cool concept.
So kind of like that? A choose your own adventure book.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you can choose, and it's more than just like choosing a path to run down. It's to dialogue, how you treat other characters, and even things like that. It's pretty cool. And the reason why we started recording tonight so late is I went and saw Straight Outta Compton tonight. If anybody's into musical movies or movies just about the lives of musicians, it's a really good movie. It doesn't play the documentary role, but it plays out like a movie would. If anyone's seen the Notorious, the movie about Biggie Smalls, it's pretty much the same concept, but it's telling the story of Eazy-E, Ice Cube, and Dr. Dre. It's a pretty good movie, so I recommend going see that if anyone hasn't seen that. And wrestling-wise, watch NXT and part of Raw. That's about it for that. I think Paige was on Chris Jericho's podcast, and I checked that out. But other than that, I haven't really had time to listen to podcasts. Haven't really watched anything else. That's pretty much it for me this week.
I know I need to watch NXT this week. That's what I'll do after the show.
Well, I haven't watched this week's NXT. I watched last week's NXT.
So. Well, I'm going to watch this week's NXT.
Yeah, I'll probably do that after the show's over.
I haven't
seen. No one cares, Andy.
I watched last week's NXT.
Well, what is on, Andy?
I've been treating myself badly. I've been watching TNA. That's one thing I was watching. I can't remember who said it last week. That's they were watching American Dad. So I didn't start watching. Yeah, I started watching Family Guy this last season, and I didn't realize they had a Simpson Family Guy mashup. It was funny.
Mm-hmm. I think it's about an hour long, right?
Yeah, it's an hour long. It's like first hour is kind of like from one perspective, and the other one's from the other perspective for the half each half hour. Peter loses his car in Springfield, and Homer says, "Well, to find your car, you got to think like your car." So he goes and they go to the gas station. So they start drinking gas, and they're like, "Oh, I don't think this is working." He's like, "Well, drink up, because I prepaid $40." and then there's a car beside him where it opens up for the license plate. Opens up and it goes from the back end, and they look, maybe we're doing this wrong. So yeah, it was funny.
The scene where they're washing the car.
Yeah. Let's give them a show.
Fat guys in thongs. Imagine it.
They're actually in Daisy Dukes, but yeah.
Yeah.
Embedded in my head. Then I was also starting to watch the Big Bang Theory from the beginning. It's fun.
Was it a and then Big I Bang?
It's funny. And then
I like this show, but that show gets a lot of mixed reviews from people. I know people who hate it, and I know people who love it.
I don't know. I like it.
I just haven't watched it.
I liked it. I'm behind like a whole season or so. That's one of the shows that I need to download all the episodes of and catch up on where I need to go.
That's what I'm kind of doing, because I always watch like the old shows on TBS, but sometimes I don't know if they're not always in order, so I kind of get confused of, okay, are they dating now? Are they not dating now? Penny and Leonard, are they together? Are they not? And it's kind of, so I'm starting to go at the beginning, try and get it in order to know what all is going on.
Well, they date early on, they break up.
Don't spoil me. I'm starting from the beginning.
I'm not spoiling anything for you. I'm not telling you, because there's twists and turns. But the last thing I knew, they were together again.
Yeah.
But I don't know what's happened since then.
Yeah, that's what I saw they were together again. I'm like, wait, they're together again? So I don't know how even they got back together. So I'm starting over. All right. And then I listened to a podcast called All Beer Inside, where I'm called a fuckhead or fuckface or something, American fuck But it was a funny show.
Yeah, I listened to that too. Listened to that Monday. I wish I would have listened to it when it came out. But the iTunes feed was fucked up for the Trending Topics Network for a couple days.
Huh.
Because it said, let me go back to the feed. It kept saying that the most recent episode posted was, at least at that point in time, was the last Spanish announce table. But I knew Satire was up. I had posted WrestleCast. Old School Presents Tech Talk episode was up. So I was like, why the fuck is this thing not updating? It would act like, oh yeah, it's the last updated, but the actual like episodes weren't right. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I know what I posted.
And I don't know what the deal was, because the last WrestleCast, I couldn't get it to play on the DSJMP thing that I downloaded, but I could get it on Trending Topic Network going, so, but I don't know.
Yeah, I played it on mine.
Yeah.
And then again, like, I don't download episodes, I stream them.
Yeah.
That's only because if I had to download everything that I've subscribed to, I would be using up so much more data than I need to.
Yeah. Well, see, I got Wi-Fi at home, so I download it. So then I listen.
You get Wi-Fi at home? I get Wi-Fi at home, too.
Yeah, I know. You explained what you do. I'm explaining what I do. Mm-hmm.
I'm saying I have Wi-Fi at home, too. I'm just not home a lot.
I hear. But so to save my data, I download it so then I can listen to it in my car.
Anything else?
And I'm sure I listen to C Satire and all that stuff, so I don't get yelled at. So.
What, you've gotten yelled at?
I don't listen to it.
I don't know. You listen to this show, he yells at me all the time.
Well, I don't plug the show that often, and I listen to Satire now.
Well, I'm gun shy, I guess. I'm afraid I'm going to get yelled at.
And I posted on Cerebral Satire's Facebook page a clip of Mark Maron on Atheist. I love it. What I'll do is I'll throw the clip at the end of this episode.
I guess I don't know what you're talking about, so.
Well, Mark Maron is a comedian. There's a lot of comedians that they either will talk shit about religion or they'll kind of talk shit about Atheist. And those are always kind of fun to hear.
Isn't Atheist a religion?
It is a religion.
Okay.
It definitely is a religion.
Okay.
But people will talk shit about like Christianity and stuff. Or they'll take a shit on atheists. And a lot of them, it's not that they're not like saying atheists are wrong. It's just atheists are annoying. That's always the big key. So.
I don't know. I love everybody. Huh. I love Jesus. So, do we have any news this week?
You're trying to say we should get into the news?
I'm not saying anything because I don't want to be kicked off the call.
Yeah, I don't want to have to get up and touch my mouse.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, he touches the mouse.
I'm touching my mouse right now.
I bet you are.
Hey, is that what the kids are calling it nowadays?
All right. What we got in the news?
Beep 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 beep. That's my
important news update. Anyway, there's backstage heat on Blue Pants first. Said there's said to be a ton of heat on Blue Pants due to her nature of working relationship with the WWE. While Leva Bates has caught on as a cult favorite in NXT, a lot of developmental talent resent the fact that she is getting what is perceived to be, it says, preferential treatment. I don't know why they said preferential, but we've heard the NXT announcer saying she doesn't even work here, and that's because she's not signed with the WWE with the usual talent contract. She's not working at the Performance Center and doing daily training like the rest of the divas. She sells her own merchandise and doesn't have to give WWE a cut. She's permitted to work indie shows, and she was flown to Brooklyn for a takeover to be a part of the angle on the show. Something that a lot of NXT women would have loved to have been involved with.
In the words of Batista, deal with it.
Yeah. I mean, she's not the only one that has contract like that. Samoa Joe right now.
I thought Joe's now exclusive.
Is he official now?
His booking dates went up to SummerSlam, last I knew. Wait a minute. I gotta double check a show that I thought he was actually booked for later. You can keep talking.
Oh, all right. There was a recent engagement in wrestling news as the Bella Twins' mother has gotten engaged to executive
People Power John Laurinaitis.
See, that's why she gets to keep the belt. See?
Yeah. That's all people are going to bitch about now.
That's all that I've heard is, oh my god, that's why Nikki's keeping the belt. Last I remembered, John Laurinaitis didn't have that kind of power anymore.
What? I don't have the power. People's got the power, and I don't.
It's people power. My name is John Laurinaitis, and I am executive vice president of talent relations and the general manager of both Raw and SmackDown.
Interim.
My name is John Laurinaitis, and I'm the senior vice president.
I can't do it.
My name is John Laryngitis.
For real.
All right, we'll move on to the next story. King Barrett has been taking off WWE TV, and the reason is because he is going to film a new WWE Studios movie called The Eliminators. It's going to be filmed in the United Kingdom.
Didn't he just do one, or is it just me?
It's just you. I think it was a year ago he did a movie.
It's people keep leaving left and right for movies. and most of them aren't out yet, so it's like, wait a minute, didn't he just... No, that was... What?
Is he just going to stand in this movie?
That's what he did in the last one. He just stood there. It doesn't go into details as to what his role will be as of yet. Alright, next, for the replays and most likely the DVD release of this year's SummerSlam, there are two notable edits that are going to be taken out of the replay. The first one is the New Day singing Empire State of Mind, and the other is Brock Lesnar flipping the bird to The Undertaker.
I
were just talking about that.
Yeah, that's the other one heavy that you couldn't think of. Yeah, I was trying to show my friend. We went down to St. Louis together, and on our way back, we were talking wrestling, and I showed him the main event for SummerSlam, and I was waiting for him to mark out with the Brock Lesnar flipping Taker off, and I'm like, aw, they blurred it out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That sucks.
But you had to see that coming.
Yeah,
with it being live, it's harder for them to blur it out. But once it's going to replay and DVD release, it's not going to happen.
But you knew it was... That was planned, wasn't it, for him to do that? I mean, it seemed like it...
I don't think it was.
I thought it was awesome.
It added that extra dynamic to the match, but I feel like it was called on the fly.
It kind of made that whole Snaz ending come off okay. I mean, that was like the only bonus point of that, I think.
I think if he would have slowly faded and not just passed out like he did, it would have made more of an impact, but that's just me. All right, next. The next Stone Cold podcast guest on the WWE Network has been announced, and it's scheduled to be Sting.
Ah!
But as we all know, like what happened last time, it could change at any point.
Well, I don't think Sting's going to call anybody the N-word.
That's true.
By the way, his theme music's kind of growing on me. I didn't like it at all, the new theme music that he has.
The Union? Does nobody know who the Union? Undertaker and Big Show.
I was about to say the Union Underground.
But that was short-lived.
No, was it Digital Underground that did the Humpty Dance?
Yeah. Well, the Union Underground's the one that does our theme.
Yeah.
But yeah, that Union was kind of, that was like a month or so. I could see them reasoning something. But anyway, I wanted that the string, like the music that they used for the video game, I thought that would have been awesome, but I don't know. This is growing on me.
I think the one they used for the video game was his WCW theme.
Yes, it was. That's what I'm saying. I wanted that thing. But
they're gonna. Sting was announced to be in this year's version of the game as a free character, like already included, and they're going with the W or the his new theme is what they're putting in the game.
Yeah.
Well, and they made the game. They probably didn't have the theme ready yet.
That's true too.
I still like that commercial.
Oh, that commercial goes like hand in hand with the Ultimate Warrior commercial from the year before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I kind of like this year's one too, except for it wasn't as over the top as the last 2 years.
Yeah, him digging up the belt.
I haven't even seen it.
Stone Cold, they're at the Broken Skull Ranch, and he's digging up the Smoking Skull belt.
Yeah.
Yeah, nowhere's good.
Yeah, I thought it was, for what it was, for their they were calling this WWE 2K316.
Yeah, it's kind of cool.
I just wish they would do the alternate cover theme like they did with 2K14. They did a, I don't know if y'all remember it, but for 2K14, they did a cover contest where it was like you can edit your own photo and submit it to them, and the winner will be...
I think they did it at 13 and 14.
I don't remember it on 13.
Well, there was templates out, like, galore.
Yeah, yeah.
For both of them.
I know they did it for 14 because the winner was Daniel Bryan, or it was a guy. I don't know who. It says it on the box art, but the way they did it was they printed the regular version on the outside, and then on the inside was the alternate version, and all you had to do was take the cover out and flip it around. That's what I did. I had the Daniel Bryan cover instead of The Rock. But then last year it was just John Cena.
It was what? It was who? I'm setting it up for you.
No, because I don't want to have to get up and
all right,
press the thing.
All right, that's fine. Okay.
Last time I pressed it, it fucked up the show.
All right, sorry.
Anyway, I just wish they would do that this year, because I know a lot of people are complaining about Stone Cold being on the cover. I feel like if they could do that just to appease...
Who's complaining?
The complaint is that they're not using a current superstar on the cover.
Oh, and then you... I want my star up there. Fuck you. I'm sorry.
Down,
you don't get what you want all the damn time.
I understand where they're coming from with a current star, but at the same time, the 2K showcase this year is going to be on Stone Cold, so it makes sense.
What people are complaining about, I mean, if you're going to compare it to anything, it's like Madden. You have someone who's a current player, current star, on the box cover. They're not going like, all right, we're going to have Joe Montana on the cover next year.
They've had Barry Sanders on there before.
That was because of that was the 25th anniversary one.
Yeah.
So that one was special. But the NFL and WWE are different because WWE is trying to bring fans back in. Madden has this name recognition, I should say, where people just know, all right, it's Madden, we know what to expect, and the viewership of football is huge, but wrestling, at least in the States, you know, it's, you know, much different, and they want wrestling fans or former wrestling fans to see Austin on the cover and go, oh, I liked Austin, let me pick this up, I kind of want to get it
out. And it works, it really does, because, like I was saying with my friend, we have an Undertaker watching that match. It kind of brought him back into when he used to watch wrestling, and he's thinking about getting the network now. So, I mean, it does work. So just if you want people to watch wrestling, you want it to get better, you want more fans to talk about it, just frickin' grow up.
Yeah, my thing was I would like them to do a contest like they did before, because I think that would just appease them. They're like, Here's a contest. You design our cover, and they could do the alternate cover like they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a cool idea, because I've seen a couple of these alternate covers that were made for 2K15, and one of them used the Shield. Well, the three members, they used Seth Rollins up front, and then the Reigns and Ambrose behind him. But they did them in their current attire instead of the Shield attire. I think that was one that was going around for a while, was that's who they were going to use, and they ended up not. They went with Stone Cold, but I digress.
They didn't want the White Ranger.
All right. We'll do a couple more, and then we'll be done with the news.
Did anybody get arrested?
Yes. For some reason, I didn't pull it up because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I was about to say, we haven't pulled up any of the Monday stories.
All right.
Did anybody get shot?
I don't know. Did anybody get shot?
Was Hulk Hogan on Good Morning America?
Anybody get fired?
Was it John Cena?
It's John Cena!
It's Hulk Hogan's favorite diva.
Hulk Hogan's favorite diva. Anyway, Jimmy Snuka was arrested on September 1st at his home in New Jersey and will be charged with third-degree murder and involuntary manslaughter for the death of his girlfriend more than 32 years ago. He was sent to county jail and is under $100,000 bail.
Damn.
That's like... Bio wasn't even...
Yeah, you were. It says 32 years ago.
I said bio. You don't have to fucking rub it in that I'm old. I said you weren't born yet.
No. This was 9 years before I was born.
Okay, fine. Shut up. Next story.
Oh, don't be sad.
Well, I was only like 3, so whatever.
You were 3?
Yeah, I act like anyway. I'm 3. Anyway.
Yeah, you do. All right, here's the one we were talking about off the air. This is an update to WWE signing a bunch of well-known indie talent. There was talk recently that independent wrestlers Biff Busek and Rich Swann were waiting to pass physicals before signing with WWE. However, that does not appear to be the case. Busek and Swann have already signed with WWE and are expected to begin with the company next month. The other talents that are also expected to start soon and names that are apparently rumored are Tommaso, was it Ciampa?
Yeah, I believe so.
All right. Drew Gulick, Chuck Taylor, and Johnny Gargano. Additionally, WWE is looking to hire some Latino referees. Independent talent Bandito Jr. out of New Jersey is rumored to have signed with WWE and will work as a referee. Heavy, you got anything to add to that?
I was waiting while my truck started up because it was going to make some noise.
Actually,
I had just seen some tweets by Chuck Taylor and I was pulling those up.
Let's say, I have his shoes.
According to Chuck Taylor's Twitter, he did write, "Weird that WWE told the internet I was hired before they told me. They have my number. Stop making up stories about me going to WWE. It's making my mom sad." So I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know what's going on with Gargano. But Gargano, like I said before, he told me that if he ever signs, he'll let me know personally. And I have yet to be told, so nothing more from my sources, a.k.a. the real...
the wrestlers themselves.
Yeah. Well, he would give me the update. Chuck Taylor's a good dude. He's in one of my favorite matches of all time. I mentioned before him and Marion Fontaine. That's on YouTube if you look it up. I paid money to AIW for it to be on their YouTube page. What else? Drew Gulak. I know someone who knows him more than I do, and I kind of want to ask her what's been going on with him, but I'm not 100% sure. I do think Busek is an interesting sign as much as Gulak is. Same thing with Chuck Taylor, even though how much I love Chuck Taylor, but Ciampa and Gargano. Gargano in particular, it's not just for my personal bias. He is definitely, hands down, like one of the biggest names out there, and he has never wrestled for TNA. He's never wrestled for Ring of Honor, but he's still like this international star. It's crazy. All right, moving on.
All right, we'll do 3 more. This is another signing. Kana, the Japanese women's wrestler who is rumored to be heading to WWE, is expected to take her medical test in October, as well as Nikki Storm, who was
really
the Scottish wrestler who was also on the second season of British Boot Camp, a TNA show.
Yes.
All right.
Nikki Storm in WWE would be great. Eventually they would probably try to pair her up with Becky.
I've never seen Nikki Storm, but I'll have to look into her.
And not too bad. I got one of her in lingerie right here. Not too bad.
She's got a pretty good personality that I like, where even in as an independent wrestler, she shows personality. That's what I mean. If I say someone has great personality,
I'd say it's about a B cup personality.
Well, it's just because a lot of wrestlers in general, like, some of them don't really show personality, but there's people out there on the independent scene that have loads and loads of personality. Like, for example, you know, Tyler Breeze, when he first started with WWE, he didn't really have much personality, but a guy like Kevin Owens, you know, so much, he overflows with personality.
I take that back. But
anyway, it looks like the Matadors, as we know them in WWE, will no longer exist. The current talk behind the scenes is that WWE is thinking about repackaging the Matadors act, whether that means completely new characters or just an update to their current gimmick remains to be seen. There's no timetable right now regarding when the change will occur.
It's just because Devil Vamp pointed out the one guy was getting chunky. Thanks a lot, Devil Vamp!
I think it's because they went to Puerto Rico and they got a big pop.
I don't know.
I was also looking at attendance figures, and the funny thing is the Roman Reigns tour versus the John Cena tour. The Roman Reigns tour was pulling more people than the John Cena tour.
Really?
Yeah, the numbers were for 3-3. John Cena tour was pulling 6,000, 6,500, 5,500. Roman Reigns pulled 775, and then the Puerto Rico show, which was 13,000.
I gotta double check which one's coming to Cleveland.
Survivor Series is coming to Atlanta.
Is it gonna have John Cena?
Probably.
What arena is it in?
The Phillips Arena. It only holds like 15,000 people.
Only?
Compared to the Georgia Dome, which is right next door. Yeah.
Well.
This story was pretty interesting. There was an interview Dolph Ziggler did
with Chris Van Vliet.
Yeah. Where he spoke about his relationship with Lana, and during the interview, he indicated that his relationship with Lana could be a real life thing and more than just an on-screen story.
What?
I heard a conflicting thing that he might be dating Dana Brooke, though.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd touch that with Devil Vamp's dick.
You want to touch Devil Vamp's dick?
No.
I knew it. It says earlier this week, to add fuel to it, a fan mentioned to Ziggler on Twitter that he thought Rusev and Lana were in a relationship since the two purchased a house in Nashville earlier this year, and Ziggler replied with, he thought so too.
I love Dolph. Even though I've heard someone try to say recently that Dolph wasn't that good on the mic, and I'm just like, dude, shut up.
Neither was Hulk Hogan.
Well, I think Dolph was actually good on the mic, so.
You know who's good on the mic? Scott Steiner.
Shut up, I'm working off.
One half All right. genetic, one half freak, one half don't give a fuck.
Alright, on to the next one.
Nah, that's all I really have pulled up. There was one that you said before the show.
The one chick getting let go. The
tattooed chick, Seth Rollins' girlfriend.
Unless there's one. Wait a minute. The Kelly Kelly one?
Yeah. Kelly was mentioned in an interview with her saying that she has not ruled out a possible WWE return.
Well, I'm still waiting to see what Lana can do. So, I mean, it could be about the same.
I was trying to find the article.
I mean, Summer Rae isn't the best, and you're going to have her and Lana go at it.
Ooh, I just found another article that's interesting. Apparently, former TNA Knockout will be signing with WWE soon.
Yep.
And?
Sarah Stock, who worked in TNA as Sarita
and
Dark Angel, announced her departure from CMLL in Mexico, and she's expected to sign with WWE and become a coach at the Performance Center.
I saw that. Do you think down the road, because I saw that earlier too, do you think down the road they're going to have like a woman's show and put it on the network? I mean, they're signing all these ladies now.
They could.
I mean, I think it would be good because they're not going to get the time on Raw. They're just, I don't know. I
got to work on that new cast for Total Divas.
Yeah. Is did they sign Taylor Hicks or
Hendrix?
Hendrix.
Taylor Hicks. He just said Taylor, you know what, Hicks.
Fuck you. You know what I was? I was thinking of her naked, and it came off wrong.
Taylor
Hendrix. Taylor Hicks.
Taylor Swift.
Wasn't Taylor Hicks the guy from American Idol that
the gray-haired guy.
You were thinking about him naked?
No, I wasn't thinking about him naked.
We don't judge.
I gotta go to bed. I'm tired. Did they sign Taylor Hendrix?
No.
I wish they would.
They did not, and I'm very sad.
I'm wondering about, because that's another show I need to catch up on, is Total Divas. As far as I understand some of the stuff that I'm behind on, that the Bella Twins say that they're going to not re-sign in March.
That was like last month.
Yeah, that was the end of last season.
No, then some people are trying to say like, oh, the Bella Twins are going to be leaving. I'm like,
haven't watched this season of Total Divas.
Why? Because have they gone past that and re-signed?
They went more into it with, they were saying even if Brie got pregnant, Nikki wants to stay. So if anything, Nikki's going to be the one that stays, and Brie is still up in the air. But she said she's going to stay as long as she can.
The way I look at it, it's not like Cena's going to be marrying her anytime soon, so might as well fucking roll with it.
I mean, her mom married a John before she did.
Well, technically they're not married. Just got engaged.
Apparently you can't see me either.
Boy, you know he's he's hearing about it now. See, my mom gets engaged and Bree's married, and I want to. You know he is.
But here's the thing: do you think Nikki is really bugging him about the stuff? Yes.
I don't think she is anymore.
I don't think she is at all. I think that's all for the show. I bet you there's a part that, you know, it's kind of what she wants, but at the same time, she's probably at least happy with fucking Cena.
I bet she is happy fucking Cena.
I mean, that's why she's a Divas champion and all.
Exactly.
I don't care what anybody says. I'd much rather see Nikki Bella break that record, too. It's pissing so many fans off. I love it.
All right, we'll make this one the last one. Zariah Schreiber was released from WWE after it was brought up. Racial comments and Nazi symbols were brought up to WWE's attention.
Hulk Hogan's favorite diva.
I don't know what the big deal is. She posted a small package earlier. I don't know why people were so upset.
She didn't post it.
I don't know. Never mind.
No, I don't remember who it was that posted it.
It was his fiance, is what they said at the time.
Yeah. There was a picture on Instagram from before she was signed with WWE that showed a Nazi symbol, or known as the swastika. And it was, she was saying rude and disrespectful comments in the picture, and that's what ended up causing her to get released from WWE.
I heard that she tweeted, it's, I like history, LOL.
Yeah, it's more like she is history.
So I wonder if she's, I heard she made her debut, I wonder if she was in the show, or if they edited that out or something.
When did she make her debut?
I think it was just supposed to be this last episode. Or you know how they tape it. She made it already, but they could easily just edit that out, probably.
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right.
Let's move on to Best of the Week. And I'm going to start Johnny Gargano on fucking NXT. And that'll probably be my Best of the Week next week after he's actually on NXT. And I feel so happy for this dude. I hope he gets signed because the dude deserves it. I can't even describe like how nice he is. He's very, very modest. If you go to the end of the AllWrestling.com Week in Review this week, the last half hour is a shoot interview that I put at the end of the show with Johnny Gargano. It's something I did with him. It's something that AIW did, but it's hard to explain it. And you can say that he's like, oh man, you're a great wrestler, blah, blah, and just like, he doesn't know how to take it. So he's just kind of like, I'm okay. But there's still like, oh, there's people that are better. It's like, he's humble as fuck. Very nice guy. And the moment he gets signed is going to be the greatest moment of my life as a fan. And it's going to be just as great as Dolph Ziggler cashing in Money in the Bank. Bio.
My best of the week has nothing to do with wrestling. I went and saw Straight Outta Compton tonight. That would be my best of the week. Just because I love music. I like history and how the struggles musicians go through to get to where they are. It's always fascinating to me. And I'm really glad I went and saw that movie tonight.
I ain't Straight Outta Compton. I'm Straight Out the Trailer.
I didn't know your name was Andy.
I lived in a trailer for a couple years. Fuck you.
I lived the first 19 years of my life in a trailer.
When I was born, I lived in a trailer.
I lived in a trailer for a week.
I lived in an RV for like 3 months.
I live in a truck right now.
You win. Can mine
if you want.
Coming straight out the potato farm.
Okay. I'm gonna let it slide. All right. So the Cubs had corn. A no-hitter, but that's not corn. My best of the week.
Corn. Children yeah, of the corn.
Corn. Corn. Like the corn. Cow. Cow.
Pig.
Corn.
All right. Bark. I can't remember what the hell was gonna say.
Coming undone, or y'all want a single?
Oh, I like hashtag save the tables. I like New Day. They're awesome. I love Xavier Woods' straight hair. I love the bubble wrap on the tables. I like it. It's my best of the week in wrestling.
My other best of the week is literally only getting about 45 minutes at home because I went and picked up my mail and got my new vaporizer.
I just burnt my coil during the show and I'm pissed. I'm out. I gotta get more.
Is it overuse or?
I don't know. It's just, you don't get like a warning sign. It's just all of a sudden, bam, and it like tastes like battery. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's overuse. The big thing is to try and keep it wet as possible. Like if you don't use it for a little while, open it up and prime the coil. I get like a week out of it because I just changed it last week. So it's right now it's kind of like right on a week is what I get out of them.
I keep mine upright though, and I think
yeah, that helps. That does help.
Yeah, because it goes right into the coil. That's why I'm like, I don't think I should ever have to prime it. I'll do sometimes if I change the flavor, I'll throw some in there.
Well, I've always been told that you want to prime it, I don't know. But
well, as far as I've always looked at it, like you're supposed to prime it
right
before,
right when you start.
I mean, whenever,
yeah,
whenever you first use it, and like I do whenever I change flavors.
Yeah,
but other than that, like I said, it just like right now it's not standing straight up. It's like on a lean, but it should be going straight down to the coil.
Yeah, I know, but I'm mad. My last one I just burnt up, so I gotta go get more.
Yeah, I'm hoping you use it more in one day than I do, so I can be like, all right, that's the problem. Like I can get like if I can get another week out of it, I'll be happy.
Yeah. So no new shirts or anything coming. I want to get that new Seth Rollins shirt, but I gotta save money. It reminds me of me of Star Wars a little bit.
It reminds me of a punk band.
I like it.
I put all the shirts I wanted in a cart and I got really sad. It was $144.
Yeah. Plus shipping.
Plus shipping.
I like it. I pay for standard shipping, and it still comes quick as fuck because it's coming from Ohio.
I was like, man, fuck. They need a... they really need a buy one, get one sale.
Well, they just had one not too long ago that you didn't let anybody frickin' know about.
Yeah, that I ended up not...
Oh, you didn't let anybody... Yeah, that's right, fucker.
No, because the time before that, you didn't let anybody know.
Well, come on.
And hold on. Katie knew, too. Right. Katie knew, too, because Katie ordered two shirts. So don't jump on my balls.
Katie's not here.
I'm gonna.
And you have balls to jump on.
I'm gonna get a This Is My House shirt.
I hate that.
I wanted it just for band picture purposes, but I don't really want it.
Paige and AJ Lee, I always hate all their shirts.
I like the Scream For Me shirt. Only because I'm in a rock band.
See, I want to get the Dudley Boys shirt, Cesaro shirt, Apollo Crews. Bullfit.
I when I added the Bullfit shirt, I almost dropped it down a size just to, because I've been doing a lot of hiking and swimming and at work throwing big heavy bags of dog food, and I can fit into an extra large now instead of a 2XL, so I'm happy. So I was tempted to order it in an extra large instead of a 2X, but I know they shrink sometimes. And
you gonna come out in a robe like you did?
Yes.
I've never seen this shirt before, and I want to buy it just because it goes by what I've been saying. It's a Dean Ambrose shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It has him on it like as a cartoon. I'm not a fan of shirts like this, but right beside it, it says, "Do I look like I have a plan?"
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Obviously, I want it because Joker, which I might watch that tonight before I go to bed, or the NXT. Anyway,
I can get the Blue Pants shirt.
I want the Balor Club shirt.
I only have to go 900 miles by Tuesday, so I'm fine.
What are you going to do before you go to... What are you going to watch? What, Joker?
Either The Dark Knight or NXT.
That's so fucking long, The Dark Knight. That's like 3 hours.
Ain't that long. Tell me to go to sleep.
2 hours and 45 minutes.
He'll get to the "why so serious," and he'll be like, "All right, I can go to bed now."
Which one? He says it like 3 times.
The first one.
Why so serious?
All right.
Well, I love that movie. One of my top five of all time.
Yeah, I like that movie. I'm supposed to kill the bus driver. The bus driver.
You know you're going crazy when you start relating to the Joker.
Yeah.
That's how I felt the last 6 months.
I guess he lived alone in a hotel for a month to get ready for that part.
Yep.
And the part's pretty much what killed him.
Yep. I'm surprised they didn't touch on Two-Face more in the third movie.
Because he was dead.
Did he die?
In the second one.
No, I thought he walked away.
No, that was the whole part of the whole beginning of the third one. Watch the second one again. Do it before you go to bed.
I could have swore at the end of the movie he talks to Batman and he walks off, flipping his coin.
No, he dies, and that's why...
The Batman... Joker, yes.
No, the Joker doesn't die in the second one. You get him flipped around.
Oh my god, I'm going to have to go back and watch the movie now.
Yep. If you go to Walmart, they have the 3-pack on DVD for only $12.
I might do that, because I haven't seen the first one with Scarecrow.
What?
What?
Go into work right now and go pick one up.
No, Midnight Star Wars is going on, and I'm not going over there.
Oh, I should look out my window and see how many nerds are out there.
Yo, nerd! Nerd!
Nerd!
That's called cow tipping.
I love that movie where they go and push the boy off the bed. That's called boy tipping. It's so dumb.
Are we still recording?
And
yeah, well, we haven't ended the show yet.
And that'll do it for DSJMP WrestleCast. Double A, where can we find you?
Find me falling asleep in the computer. Double A, WIR on Twitter, where Kat is calling me an asshole or something. We're going to.
Where everyone's calling you an asshole. Heavy, where can we find you?
I'm used to it.
Where can't you find me?
Hosting everybody else's podcast.
And slowly making my way back to Ohio.
All right, you can find me on Twitter at @biohazard_FTV.
I thought it was the Biohazard.
It used to be the Biohazard King.
I know.
Biohazard. Anyway, you can follow us at DSJMPCOM. You can email us. I don't think anybody reads it. And you can find everything on DSJMP.com. And that'll be it for us tonight.
DSJMP.com. .com.
Remember, DSJNP.com.
And Cruz.
What he said.
Yeah, I don't believe in God, and I don't... It's not because... I'm not an atheist. I don't call myself an atheist. I just don't give a shit, really. Is that okay? I mean, I think it's a pretty enviable position to be in, because it pisses people off more than atheists. Because... Like, if someone goes, "Do you believe in God?" You're like, "Nah, I don't give a fuck." They're like, "Well, what does that even mean? Pick a side. What the fuck?" Atheists are annoying. They're annoying. And I don't, like, I think they just like to, they're control freaks who like to argue. They like to win. They, you know, they're buzzkill poetry assassins. I don't understand, you know, what it is they're after exactly. And now they think they're the minority voice. You know, they're like, come on, we're the minority voice. We have to have our point of view too. And why isn't our voice out there? Because it's shrill and annoying and no one really wants to hear it. But that's really the only reason. And we understand your point. It's just when you talk about it, we just hate you. And I certainly wouldn't want to have lunch with an atheist because I know where that goes within 10 minutes. I'd be just screaming like, all right, you're right. Shut up. You win. What do you need? And you're not even talking about God. You're just talking about lunch or anything. They're just annoying. Now, my bigger question about atheists is that has there ever been a moment where they've actually talked a believer out of their God? And what does that moment look like? If that is their agenda, what does that moment look like given the atheists that perhaps you know? Seriously, all right, I've created an analogy. I picture it going like this. There's some dude just walking down the street. You know, things have been hard for him. And he's probably thinking like, no, you know, things aren't going well. But, you know, I got God in my heart, and that makes me feel better. You know, he's like, you know, he gives me hope that things are going to be okay. God's looking out for me. And then out of the bushes jumps an atheist. No God, you're living a lie. There's no proof. You believe in a cartoon. It's a delusion, stupid. And then the guy just goes, oh, I never thought about it like that. Oh no. Oh, I think you're right. There's no God. Everything's just bad. It's just bad. What does an atheist do at that moment? Boom! Who wins? Yeah! Oh, I won. I'm going to go tell my shitty friends. My point is, there are no atheist soup kitchens.